بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من خاف أدلج ومن أدلج بلغ المنزل ألا إن سلعة الله غالية ألا إن سلعة الله الجنة رواه الترمذي. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned as narrated by Sayyidina Abu Huraira رضي الله تعالى عنه the one who fears departs in the first portion of the night. Now, you remember those times they would travel during the night because during the day it used to be very, very hot. So because it was cooler in the night, then the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, or the Arabs at that time, they would travel at night because they had long, long distances to cover. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is explaining to them that when we are traveling on a journey, if a person has to travel at night for argument's sake, so he will leave the early part of the evening. He won't leave very late at night. He'll leave the early portion, or the first portion of the night, so that he reaches his destination. وَمَنْ أَدْلَجَ بَلَغَ الْمَنْزِلِ Whoever departs in the first portion of the night, he reaches his destination. In a similar way, we are all traveling, and we are traveling for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person who does not depart early and he procrastinates, then he will not reach his destination. So back to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, man khafa adlaja. Whoever fears who? He fears the enemy. He fears animals. He fears somebody may attack him. So whilst it's not so dark, he will depart. And if he leaves at that time, he will soon reach his destination. وَمَنْ أَدْلَجَ بَلَغَ الْمَنْزِلِ أَلَا إِنَّ سِلْعَةَ اللَّهِ غَالِيَةً Rasulullah says that beware or understand the commodity, the merchandise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is expensive. It is very precious. أَلَا إِنَّ سِلْعَةَ اللَّهِ الْجَنَّةِ The commodity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is paradise. So we are also traveling on a journey, and this journey we are moving towards is Jannah. That's our goal. That's our manzil. That's our destination where we're going to stop. And to reach and to attain the Jannah is something very precious, not something cheap. One has to make an effort to attain the Jannah. One has to depart early. One has to make an effort immediately. One cannot procrastinate and travel like how the person is traveling in this world very late in the night because there's fear of being attacked. So a person who departs and he hastens towards good deeds, he does not procrastinate when it comes to doing a'mal-e-salihah, then inshallah he will reach his destination, he will attain his Jannah, and he will be saved from the onslaughts of shaitan, the attacks of shaitan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect him in this journey towards the akhirah. This Jannah a person is attaining is not something cheap. It is absolutely expensive. It is precious. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us this Jannah. On this journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards gaining Jannah, that's our ultimate goal, then we should not procrastinate in doing any good deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has purchased us. Inna Allah ashtara min al-mu'minina anfusahum wa amwalahum bi anna lahumul Jannah. So Allah has purchased us. And Allah is going to give us Jannah. Allah purchasing us, what does it mean? That we will be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our wealth, our life, everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول يحشر الناس يوم القيامة حفاة عراة غرلا سيدنا عائشة رضي الله عنها سيد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, well, I heard رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, on the day of Qiyamah, people will be resurrected حفاة bare feet without any shoes, عراة without any clothes, they'll be naked, غرلا uncircumcised, the men will be uncircumcised. قلت يا رسول الله الرجال والنساء جميعا ينظر بعضهم الى بعض. Imagine, Rasul mentioned this. People will be risen on the day of Qiyamah. They'll have no clothing. They'll be bare feet. They'll be naked. And they'll be uncircumcised. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala and her mind immediately her concern went towards the fact that men and women will be together seeing one another. O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would all the men and women not be looking at one another then? قَالَ يَا عَيْشَىٰ نَبِيَ كَرِيمٍ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ said, O Aisha, الْأَمْرُ أَشَدُّ مِنْ أَيُّهِمَّهُمْ ذَلِكَ وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ الْأَمْرُ أَهَمُّ مِنْ أَيَّنْظُرَ بَعْضٌ إِلَى بَعْضٍ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. The matter of Qiyamah would be so serious, or too serious, for them to be concerned with that. The matter of Qiyamah would be far too serious for one to even have the courage to look at the other person. Simple example. A person is sitting and he's got the world's most beautiful woman next to him. But around him is a whole pack of lions. And those lions have got their mouths open. The moment he will raise his eyelash or eyelid and look towards that woman, they will devour him. Let's be honest, will any one of us ever look? A person will shut his eyes with his hands. He will turn his face away. On the day of Qiyamah, the horrifying conditions of Qiyamah are such that a person won't even have the guts, he won't even have the urge, because he will be so concerned about himself, what will be his plight before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether he is going to be successful or not. So the severity and the horror of the day of Qiyamah, this hadith indicates towards that. And we mentioned, this is, the whole chapter was in Babul Khawf, having fear for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this person will not be affected by the next person standing next to him. Whether the person has got, is naked or not, the person won't even have, not only the courage, he won't even have the desire to look, because he'll be concerned about himself. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to understand. The day of Qiyamah is something that we have to prepare for. It is a reality. And therefore Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi had mentioned so many ahadith in this chapter regarding khawf. Khawf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fear of the day of Qiyamah. Fear of reckoning. So that we do not procrastinate. So that we move on this journey. And strengthen our iman. Do amal saliha. And attain that precious jannat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept for us. Inshallah, the next chapter is in Babu Raja, chapter on hope. It is, our deen is so balanced. As I mentioned in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala talks about Jahannam, then immediately Allah talks about Jannat. There is a balance. So a person does not become so overwhelmed, only hope. Allah Ta'ala gives us hope also. May Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq of amal. SubhanAllah.